But that's why you used siliconite in the first place, isn't it? You wanted the sand more cohesive.
Yeah, the engineer agreed sourly. But now I'm cut off underneath.
Schoen shook her head.
What difference does it make, Blackfoot? You've already got your soundings. You got them up front.
Well, sure, but...
And they were positive, were they not?
She insisted.
Well, yeah, but...
But nothing. Blackfoot, you're a hopeless worrier, like every other engineer. If sounding showed a firm foundation before the siliconite, what makes you think it'd be any different now? My God, the stuff can only make it firmer, and you know it.
She laughed again. Only you would sound now, anyway. He laughed.
Maybe you're right. Still, I wish I hadn't used the 18. Maybe 15, then I'd still be able to get at least an echo reading of the formations. But this damn 18 cuts off everything we...
The opening of the inner seal interrupted the engineer. The three of them stepped through the gap into the bunker itself. Blackfoot left them at once on his own errands, with an over-the-shoulder wave meant for them both. Felix managed a small wave in return, before hurrying to catch up with Schoen, already heading off in the opposite direction past a long line of people waiting to get out. Schoen turned around only once, to see that Felix was in step behind her.
"Stay close," she cautioned. "You could get lost in here."
Felix believed her. Though clearly marked, the sheer number of passages was disconcerting. He figured it would take most of a Banshee day to see every nook and cranny, even if someone wanted to stay in there that long, which Felix most certainly did not. He hated the place, had hated it from almost the first moment. He hated it because it was a lie. He and Schoen moved to the side of the corridor to make room for a man coming down the other way. Felix knew it was a man because he wore nothing more than a jumpsuit. Just that. No armor, no pea suit, nothing. And really, there was no need to. The bunker was pressurized. It had air, it had heat, it had walls 3 meters thick built into it, not to mention the one surrounding it on the outside, with its half-dozen blazer cannon and 200 warriors to man them. Inside such protection, why shouldn't a man feel protected? Why shouldn't he feel safe? Just because this is Banshee, he told himself angrily, is not enough. The bunker exists, after all. It's here and strong, and there is nothing careless about using it. There is no reason at all to feel that something will happen the instant the suit pops open. Popping it open is no signal. It will not bring ants. I will not die. Just because this is Banshee is not enough. But, of course, it was. For him, for Felix, it was. Each new sight of an unsuited person chilled something deep within him, and he couldn't avoid the sense of the lie, nearby and malevolent and poised. He searched his mind for a specific cause for the fear, but found none. Yet the dread remained, a swirling caress of paranoia and suspicion. He felt lured.